This episode is brought to you by my new and improved dating and masculinity course, the Adult Man Dating and Masculinity Transformation Package. Get the entire system that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life as a man. Plus, for the first time ever, gain access to my in-depth, full-length guide on modern evolutionary masculinity and how to become the ultimate masculine man that women actually desire, respect, and crave in the men they date. The package also comes with 3 ebooks, access to monthly group coaching calls, and 2 in-depth email question replies from me, Joshua K. Sagafis, about any topic that you want to know more about. This is the full Dating and Masculinity Transformation Package. Grab it today at a super competitive introductory price and get started on the path to creating the dating life of your dreams. Just click on the link in the description to learn more. As I always say, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. All right, now let's get on to today's episode. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Sagafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. My name is Joshua Sagafis. Thank you for coming back and watching some more of my content. My mission in life is to help men improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today, we're going to talk about a topic that is very important for men to understand in this day and age: the telltale sign that she's flirting with you. How to know she's flirting, how to know for sure that she's actually flirting because she's interested and not just being nice, okay? Now, not too long ago, I did a survey on this and I asked some women, please briefly describe your technique for how you flirt with men. How do you let them know that you are interested in them? And one of the answers I got back was really informative and I think it does a good job of explaining this. She said, I laugh at their jokes. I ask them questions. I try to be pretty witty myself. Some girls are pretty awkward, so they tell jokes or give you a backhanded compliment. I will touch their arm. Now, when we start talking about this, it can be admittedly difficult to discern the difference between a woman who's actually interested in you as a potential mate choice and a woman who's just being nice to you. And I think the best way to describe this is you'll know by the way she's investing attention in you. You'll know by the way that she is trying to be closer to you, in closer proximity than, you know, farther away. Generally, women who are interested in a man will try to close distance, whereas women who are not interested in a man will put distance between himself and her. And you can also tell by how much effort is being invested in you, in the conversation, in trying to generate some kind of closeness or connection. I asked my girlfriend about this. I asked my girlfriend the exact same question, and she gave me a really good answer, and I'm going to read you what she said. She said, I think touching, being really close, even if it's like innocent touching, joking, those are all really the big things. I'm pretty forward. I make it pretty clear what I'm doing. Now, I asked her, do you think most women make it pretty clear when they flirt? And her answer was, yes, I do. I think that too many men assume that when a woman is just being nice to them, that she's interested, and confuse that for flirting. So they get confused about flirting when really it's pretty clear when someone's doing it. And then I asked, how do you think a guy can tell the difference between just being nice and flirting? And then her answer to that was, I think the touching and proximity of the person, and you'll see more of an effort when somebody's flirting with you as opposed to just being nice. And I think that actually does a really good job of encapsulating it. Back when I was first learning how to date, first learning how to increase my attraction metrics, I was overweight. You know, I had no sense of style. I really wasn't a good-looking, attractive, masculine man. And I had no idea that women even flirted with men because I never got flirted with. After I started working on myself, and this was at a period in my life when I was going to the gym twice a day, I was, you know, in separation from my ex-wife. My marriage was ending. So I was really trying to work on myself. I was really trying to fix the problems that had caused my marriage to fail. And part of that was my attraction. You know, I was an overweight blob who sat on the couch playing video games, eating snacks all day. And that I had no purpose. I had no mission. I had no greater goal, greater purpose in life as a man. My masculinity was completely out of whack. So I had all these issues. And I started going to the gym twice a day. I started writing down my goals. I started trying to think about my future I started trying to dress nicer, groom better. Just in general, I tried to make myself a better man. And what I noticed was that for the very first time in my life, women started to flirt with me. They started to, as I often describe it, come out of the woodwork to pay attention to me, to talk to me, to strike up conversations, to hit on me, you know, to even touching me, things like this, even at like the grocery store, just like kind of random. And this really helped to clear up for me the difference between flirting and women just being friends, because previously all I had really experienced was women trying to be friends with me, trying to be friendly, not trying to flirt, not looking at me as a sexual option and thinking, oh, I'm gonna try to get with him. So there's a big difference between those two. And the biggest three key things are, number one, energy. What kind of energy is she putting into you? What kind of energy is she investing in? Is she trying to close that distance, right? And that leads us to number two, proximity. How close to you is she getting? A woman isn't going to try to necessarily flirt with you effectively from across the room. She's going to try to get close to you, use her feminine power to get your attention, be like, hey, look at me. I'm beautiful. I'm pretty. I'm, you know, flirting with you. I'm smiling at you. I'm making eye contact, right? These things happen close up. And women, when they're interested in a man, they'll try to close distance. They'll try to get closer, okay? And then number three, it really goes to effort. A lot of times when you're being just friendly to someone, you'll do the bare minimum. You know, the smile is just for a bare minimum. You know, helping them is just a bare minimum. Polite conversation is kind of the bare minimum, and then they're ready to go. Whereas you'll notice a little bit more of a time investment when a woman is flirting with you. She'll kind of linger. She'll linger longer than she needs to get the point across. She'll linger longer than she needs to just to make a good like presentation before she bounces. She will stay even, you know, going through different topics in conversation maybe. And the reason for this is because there's a reason why she wants to stay there. Why? Well, it's because she's interested in you. She wants to stay there because of you. And that is how you know. So those three things will help you to determine that. And if you're the type of man who has never had a woman flirt with him before, or if you're the type of man who maybe just hasn't noticed this, just doesn't understand women very well, I would encourage you to download. I have a free ebook you can find down in the description. I also have a dating course and I offer one-on-one coaching. So I would encourage you to book a 15-minute discovery call with me to try to see if coaching might be a good fit for you. So these are the three solutions that I can offer to help men improve their dating lives and understand the stuff better. And here's the key, men. What you want to do is you want to master all three steps of the dating process, okay? Learning how to recognize when a woman is flirting with you, that is one part of the larger process. The process really goes like this. Step number one is work on yourself, become the best version of yourself possible, become the most attractive version of yourself possible. Step number two, understand women better, understand female mate selection, understand female mating behavior so that you can learn to decipher some of these things. And this is what today's topic fits into, deciphering when a woman's flirting with you. And then of course there's step number three, which is take action on the things you've learned. Don't just get hung up by analysis paralysis. Actually go out there and talk to women. Actually go out there and be a man and live your evolutionary purpose and get together with women, cold approach women, you know, match with women on apps and ask them on dates and just go out there and make it happen. Like really take action and achieve the results you want. And that's all I've got for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.